Hey, everybody. Welcome to the WWE Podcast. This is a quick hits version of the show. And what that means is, well, this is exactly what it sounds like. This is going to be a show that is just a quick hit, meaning I'm going to pick a couple of things to talk about and then call it a day. As you guys know, on Saturdays, I typically don't have any show. And so it's just going to be a very quick thing, and today I'm going to be talking about a couple of things, and that's what happened on SmackDown last night, and that is Rob Gronkowski being the host of WrestleMania, and we also have Daniel Bryan inserting himself potentially into the Intercontinental Championship picture, and yeah, I want to talk about Paige's little announcement as well. So, again, guys, I know this is a crazy world that we live in, and right now that everything has changed. Everything has changed. Everything around us has changed. The way we receive everything has changed. And so, I'm almost getting used to the empty arenas. I don't want to get used to it. But I'm not feeling as distracted as I have in the last week or two. So it's weird, but I still appreciate WWE for bringing these events to us on a bi-weekly, tri-weekly basis, really, with NXT, Raw, and SmackDown. So it has been, as everyone can attest to, because this has affected everyone's life, no matter who or what you do. Things are just bizarre right now and may get worse or may get better. I mean, this is something that is really a tough call to make. Excuse me. As far as how things are going to move on. But anyway, so let's get into WWE. And as you guys know, tomorrow night, I'm going to be doing a week in review with Mary Grader. So that is still going to be coming your way. We're not going to be skipping any shows. As WWE doesn't skip shows, we're not skipping shows, which is, I think, a good thing. We all need this right now. So, so as far as Rob Gronkowski goes, you know, I didn't like, and I, a general rule of thumb for me is when celebrities get themselves involved in WWE, it usually doesn't turn out for the better. There's usually a kind of a tongue-in-cheek attitude or aura about them that they don't take it seriously with what they're doing, so it makes it look like even more of a joke. I just have that general rule that if you're a celebrity or somebody from another sport, that it usually doesn't translate well into the WWE environment. And I would say that is more often than not the case. And outside of a few exceptions, Ronda Rousey, who translated into this very well, and we could be seeing her at WrestleMania in some capacity, I would imagine. And obviously Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle, to name a few, there have not been a whole lot of great transitions from a professional sport or a celebrity. You could even name The Miz in there from a reality TV star, although he still has not, all these years later, really washed himself of the reality TV vibe. Still, it's insane, but that's how I think many people view him. He's still got the stink of reality TV star on him, and he plays that up as part of his character. So my point is that I don't, you know, Rob Gronkowski specifically, I right now I'm not super high on him. I see why WWE is doing what they're doing. This guy is a larger-than-life character. He has been his entire NFL career as the tight end for the Patriots. He has been a WWE type of personality in an NFL environment for quite some time. He certainly has the athletic credentials. We all know he loves to party. How that translates into WWE, I have no idea. To me, the sooner they get him the hell away from Mojo Rawley, the better. I don't like the get hyped, stay hyped type thing. He just looks like a kind of an arrogant jock that we all knew in high school. He's the guy in high school that he's a big dude. He's a star on the team. He's got a big mouth, but you want to punch him in the face. And if they're going with Rob Gronkowski as a babyface, and clearly that's what they're trying to position him as, given that this past week on SmackDown, you have him going, getting in the face of King Corbin, who interrupted him after Gronkowski announced that he was going to be the host of WrestleMania. So they are clearly positioning Gronkowski as the babyface in this program. I would have loved to have heard the live reaction for Gronk if this played out in a similar way with a live audience. And my God, I can't wait to get back to live audiences. It's tough, and it's going to get tougher. But with, you know, again, with what we had to work with, and if this segment was what it was in front of a live audience, I don't know if the crowd would have necessarily sided with Gronkowski. He has an arrogance about him, kind of a frat boy presence about him. He's like a little boy in a man's body. And I don't like that vibe. Mojo Rawley has that same vibe. Yeah, they're cut from the same cloth of being from the NFL. Well, number one, Rob Gronkowski spent a whole lot more time in the NFL. Rob Gronkowski was on a dynasty team with the Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and was infinitely more successful in the NFL than Mojo Rawley was. So I know Mojo Rawley is feeling more relevant than he ever has, but I don't like the positioning of Rob Gronkowski right now if you're trying to get him over as a fan favorite. I think it's a failed, it's going to be a failed experiment on that end. And at WrestleMania, clearly there's going to be some kind of involvement with King Corbin and Mojo Rawley and ultimately the host, Rob Gronkowski. There is going to be some kind of interaction there. You can see it, feel it, smell it, and taste it. It's coming. And I would love to hear the crowd reaction at WrestleMania, but there won't be one. So it's a sad WrestleMania with that part of it. And, it's tough. So, but that's what I think is coming. And obviously with the WrestleMania 2-day event, which I think is a brilliant idea, love it. People certainly are going to have the time to sit at home for these two nights. I mean, what else do we have going on? Right? Like, what else are we doing? We're going through Netflix. We're spending time with our family. Whether that's a good or bad thing can be debated. And we're looking to kill time, and we're watching the news, and we're getting depressed or scared, and then we go back to doing something and then watch the news and watch our social media, which all, you know, the coronavirus pops up, all this. So WrestleMania being two nights, hell yeah. It's two different things that you can look at, two different nights that you can take advantage of, and I'm looking forward to it. So this is going to be a very interesting WrestleMania. So that's my thoughts on Gronkowski. Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak involving themselves with Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn and Cesaro. I'm really liking this. I'm really liking the chemistry also. And this is the chemistry with these two, with Drew Gulak and Daniel Bryan, I think has really meshed well and transitioned Gulak very smoothly from a heel to a face very quickly, seamlessly. These guys have a similar look. Gulak has proven himself, as Michael Cole likes to say, that Drew Gulak really showed something at the Elimination Chamber against Daniel Bryan. Absolutely true. Plus, you put in the ring three world-class performers in Cesaro, Nakamura, and Sami Zayn. You have a recipe for an excellent, excellent match. And we got the tag team match on SmackDown that, even though the crowd wasn't there, I still enjoyed the hell out of it. These four men acted as if they were in front of 20,000 people. And I have to say, easily the match of the night. Not that there's a whole lot of matches going on these days, but it's clearly stole the show in terms of wrestling. And I loved it. And I'm very interested to see where they go with Daniel Bryan challenging Sami Zayn. Braun Strowman is inexplicably non-involved. I don't know what's going on there. I would like to see some way, somehow, Braun Strowman get himself inserted here, because I know he's trying to get his hands on Sami Zayn. And I was interested in that story of, you know, Braun Strowman never being able to get his hands on Sami. That to me, it's intriguing. I like it because it makes you want to see it. And now you have Drew Gulak and Daniel Bryan inserting themselves into the story too. It's getting a little muddy. And now on SmackDown next week, you have Drew Gulak versus Shinsuke. And if Drew Gulak wins, then Sami will defend the Intercontinental Championship against Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak. I guess it's a handicap or a triple threat. They didn't specify on that. But overall, this is a very, I think in terms of a wrestling perspective, just a very professional, a professional vibe to it with all of these men involved that are, just in terms of skill, in terms of promo ability, years in the ring, all of that. This has a great, great potential to steal the show at Mania if done correctly and booked correctly, because I still don't know where they're going. Plus, at least this makes Daniel Bryan feel like he's involved in something of relevance, because he was floating out there in obscurity for quite some time. And if they're using Bryan to build up Gulak, hell yeah. Let's build new stars. I'm high on Gulak right now, big time. Way more than I ever thought I would be. And I think a lot of fans are suddenly going, who the hell's Gulak, right? Many people didn't even know who he was until Daniel Bryan got involved with him. So that's the name of the game. That is the name of the game, is to build stars in this industry. So, I have no complaints about this. It's just getting a little muddy with the IC title, and I don't know how they're going to insert Strowman in this. I would assume next week he's like the fourth competitor in a fatal four-way or, some kind of format like that. And then finally, Paige and her segment on SmackDown was sloppy. I wasn't super high on it. I think that we all saw the SmackDown Women's Championship multi-woman match coming at Mania, because there was no clearly defined path or opponent for Bayley, as she's kind of run through them all, and none of them in a one-on-one scenario would warrant or really justify a WrestleMania type of match, especially on that big of a platform. And Paige coming out, I had a hunch that she was going to say that she's coming out of retirement, in which one-on-one with her would have made sense. And instead, she said that she, after Bayley ran her down and said there's nothing you can do about it, said that the Fox executives gave her the privilege of announcing her match at WrestleMania. So if you're announcing her match at WrestleMania, how is Paige seemingly adding more people as Bayley's running down more people? Anybody else catch that? Paige said she's announcing it because the Fox execs gave her the ability to do so. Okay, so actually it should be WWE officials, but that's neither here nor there. But if it was already announced, that means the match was already decided. So if the match was already decided and she's just announcing what it is, how is Bayley running down people and then Paige subsequently adding those people to the match make any kind of sense? Because the match is already set. So how are you adding more people if it's already just, if it's just an announcement? So I didn't understand that. I could do without Paige's baby girl stuff. I know it's supposed to be kind of a condescending term. I get it, but she kind of oversays it sometimes. The promo via Skype, I know why they did it via Skype. It's cool to see Paige, but it was kind of weird in terms of the chemistry at times. I don't know if it was pre-taped or not, or actually it was live. I don't know, but it was a little weird at times. But the real key here was, the takeaway was, Sasha being involved in this six-woman elimination match. So that's the key here, is Sasha. Nobody else matters. How the hell Tamina gets an opportunity because she was mentioned? What? As Bayley said, does she even still work here? And she gets an opportunity at the women's title at WrestleMania? What? What? Like, how does this is in WWE, there's no rhyme or reason for people getting title opportunities. Seriously, how does this happen? How does this happen? I'm befuddled. I don't understand these kinds of things. I'm just going to chalk it up to whatever. They're just trying to get everyone a jersey at WrestleMania, which I totally disagree with. You guys know my take on how WWE likes to make sure everyone gets a shot to be on WrestleMania. Wrong. It's too long of a show. I know it's 2 days now, but also it kind of, I think, deters and cools off the competitiveness within WWE, because then you're, well, I could just do anything. I'll be on it. As long as I'm on it, I'm happy. Instead of actually having to bust your ass, do everything you can, and make yourself as high of a performer, as high of a level of a performer as you possibly can, to be at the highest level you can for WrestleMania, to make sure management looks at you. Instead, it's the everyone gets a jersey mentality. I don't like it. I don't like it. I never have. So we get the multi-woman person match at WrestleMania. So I just want to keep these to 15 minutes, guys. It's quick hits for a reason. Eventually come up with some like jingle or something to this. But I'm recording this from my iPhone. That's just what the quick hits are. I don't have my podcast studio right now. But tomorrow, don't forget, Mary Greener will be with me as we review everything that happened in WWE this week. Look forward to WrestleMania and get your guys' minds off of what the hell is going on in the world around you. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. And selfishly, that's what we're here to help ourselves do, is get our minds off of this nonsense that hopefully, you know, resolves itself sooner than later. And, you know, don't worry, guys. As I said, we will be here every step of the way to cover every AEW, every NXT, and all of the WWE events, to WrestleMania and beyond. We might do a huge post-game show for WrestleMania, part one, part two, as the 2 days have now been announced. So, and also the other thing, I will try to, although some people like it, some people don't, you know, apparently some people don't like me talking a lot about my personal life, and that's fine, and I understand, and I'm not taking that personally, but, I sometimes I just go off on rails, so I'm not apologizing. If you guys don't want to hear me talk about my personal life, cool, no problem. I'll just do that as a separate field, or a separate feed, rather. But sometimes I go off the rails, which I did the last week or so. But given the circumstances, it kind of lends itself to, you know, giving you personal information about me. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed the show. I'll be back tomorrow with Mary. And everyone stay safe, stay healthy, stay sane, watch some wrestling. And I'll talk to you next time.